How's it been transitioning from, you know, shooting guard to point guard? I know you played your last 2 years at Stanford, but the first 2 years you were at the two. How's the continued development been for you there?
I've been enjoying it, you know. I've always enjoyed, like, getting better and learning new things. And these past 2 years at Stanford have been great for me. Just learning the position from such a great coach like Coach Dawkins, and the coaching staff there is amazing. So I'm enjoying it, always looking to get better and, you know, continue my growth.
Is it difficult going from, you know, somebody who had had an entire offense run through you to what your role will likely be in the NBA, which is more of a facilitator?
Yeah, I mean, the offense wasn't ran through me. We ran triangle offense, which is more team-based, cutting, moving, things like that. But you know what? I'm a basketball player. I can score the basketball, but I can also make my teammates better. And, you know, that's something I look forward to doing at the next level.
It's like going up against Norman, a guy you battled with over the years.
It's always fun. You know, he's a great competitor, somebody who's always, you know, bringing a challenge to you. He's physical. He can play, so it's great.
What do you see as his kind of best skills going forward at the NBA level?
He's very athletic. He can get to the basket, so, yeah.
What did the coaches say anything specific to you today about technique or anything like that?
Nothing real specific. It was just more of, you know, good job and way to shoot. You know, I shot the ball well today, so.
Have you talked to Josh and Dwight about the process? And
yeah.
What are some of the things that they've said to you?
Really just enjoy it, you know. Just go out there and work hard. And it goes by fast, but enjoy the process.
How do you think the Pac-12 has prepared you for this process? And can you talk about the competitiveness of that league?
Yeah, it's a great league. You know, every night you've got guys like Norman and, you know, potential NBA players you're going up against. So I think it was great for me to get that exposure in college and, you know, looking to continue my career at the next level.
When you're working against guys and playing against guys from other conferences, is that – conference pride carry on, or do you guys kind of just let that go in the past?
You just kind of just go out there and play, you know. You don't really think too much about that, but we do have a little conversation about who had the best conference and things like that. So
you think Pac-12 was the best?
Yeah, of course, you know. Yeah.
What about these rivalries that were in the Pac-12? I mean, a lot of you guys are now, you know, battling to be in the NBA at the next level. Does that, like, put the rivalries aside?
I mean, we're just all looking out here. We're all coming out here to fight, you know, for our lives and to continue our careers. And, you know, that's just as simple as it gets.
What do you like about the Jazz as a franchise? It's young, top to bottom, you know, second-year head coach coming in.
Yeah, like you said, they're young, but they got a lot of talent, a lot of history within this organization. And I think things are going on in the uprise for them.
The spacing that you saw, that you might not have seen in college, that you might see in the league, you think it helps?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, the width of the lane will definitely help my game, and spacing is key in basketball. So at the next level, I think it'll help.
How'd you do in the last layup drill?
I made it. I think I had a second to spare. So,
how tough is that compared to maybe some of the other drills you've had to do?
It's pretty tough. I know in Boston they make you do a 3-minute run at the end, and, you know, it's all mind over matter, though, you know. And I enjoy doing stuff like that to challenge myself and see where I'm at physically. So.